Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, listen, ask questions. You can watch the new video. You can take the poll question. And when you do, you'll see the results right after you click your answer. You'll see how the poll's going so far. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter while you're there, too. Danny Inney. I-N-Y, if you're Googling him, that's how you spell his last name. He's our guest. He's our new friend. He's the author of Naked Marketing, which is not really a book. It's more of a manifesto, and the good news is it's free. If you go to NakedMarketingManifesto.com, is that right, Danny?
That's right, NakedMarketingManifesto.com.
All right, so if you can spell all those words correctly, you get the free book when you get there, so check that out. Danny, thank you for making it available to us for free. We like free stuff around here. Talk to us some more about naked marketing and why this is a kind of thing that you don't really tell people 1, 2, 3, this is what to do. You're trying to get them in the frame of mind that helps them understand how to position themselves for their customers and prospects.
I'll tell you what, I don't tell them 1, 2, 3 what to do in the sense of, number one, you open up this account with this,
right,
you know, email marketing software, and number two, you write these template emails or do this Twitter campaign and stuff like that. But I do tell them 1, 2, 3 what to do in the sense that, you know, first, like we talked about earlier, you've got to figure out who you want to see naked, who they're going to want to see naked, so you can kind of align who you are and who your customers are and make sure it's a fit. And you've got to figure out what is going to make you sexy to them. How are you going to get their attention? Then what is the offer that you can create? What is the promise that is going to be desirable to them to go past that initial attraction and turn it into something real? And then finally, the last step, which is the step that goes on forever, is this constantly escalating, constantly repeating cycle of commitment and reward. So you give them an opportunity to make a commitment that's reasonable given the relationship that you already have, but it pushes the envelope a little bit. So kind of like a kiss at the end of the first
mm-hmm.
date,
mm-hmm.
right? It, you know, it's not unreasonable, but it kicks things up a notch.
Right. Right.
And then you exceed their expectations when you deliver on that commitment.
Well,
and
give us an example of exceeding their expectations
in a way
that looks natural, and help us do it so that it looks natural and not contrived.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
So an example that I use in the manifesto, there's an email marketing service company that I use called AWeber. So it's one of those companies that if people are signing up for your newsletter, they'll host that email list, and they'll manage the email send-outs and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So I don't know if they're still doing it. I think they still are. If you sign up with an account from AWeber, which is just, it's an online service, you sign up, I think it costs like $1 for your first month, and it's $20 after that. It's very affordable. It's not like a premium service in that sense,
mm-hmm.
not like you're paying hundreds or thousands of dollars.
Right.
You'll get a phone call from someone on their support team like 3 days after you sign up just to check in, make sure, you know, do you have any questions? Is there anything they can do to help?
Wow, follow-up service.
Exactly, and their support in general is very, very good. But, like, that call, that proactive call, is something you don't expect.
Mm-hmm.
And so your expectations are exceeded. And it's something that I try to emphasize to people is that you will never meet expectations because expectations is a really thin line.
Mm-hmm.
It's like trying to you've got a tennis ball, and you're throwing it at, you know, a lamppost on the other side of a field.
Right.
Odds are you're going to be a little to the left or a little to the right. It's just, it's too narrow a target. And so you're never going to meet expectations. You're either going to be under or you're going to be over. And so make sure you're over.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is like when you go to a restaurant and the owner comes out and walks around and talks to the people at the tables. I mean,
mm-hmm.
this is the kind of thing, that type of behavior is what makes people imprint on your business. It's what makes them. It's the ding in branding, isn't it?
It's exactly what it is. It's about looking at that customer experience that you're creating anyway, and then thinking about how can I make it better.
Right.
And it's not always something crazy complicated. You know, sometimes it just means in an industry where, you know, the average turnaround time is 72 hours for a phone call, you call them back in 24 hours.
Right.
Maybe it means that in an industry where deliveries happen between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m., your people will actually call and make an appointment and not, like, screw up your customer's entire day.
I ordered a piece of electronics from a small company, a distribution company, a while back. And when I got the box, I opened it up. Everything I ordered was in there, plus some candy. The person who packed my thing put some candy in there for me.
Oh, that's perfect.
Now, that's a silly thing, right? It was 23 cents worth of candy, right? But I've never forgotten that.
Yeah, or a little handwritten note, or a
I would have forgot the note. The candy I liked. Go ahead. Now, what's cookies? Now cookies work too. Go ahead. What's the next thing?
Well, that's what I'm saying is that you've got to exceed expectations, right? And you've got this cycle. You've asked for a commitment. It's a reasonable commitment given the relationship you have. You're not asking for something crazy. You're not proposing on the first date.
Yeah.
But you are kicking up the relationship a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then they make that commitment, and then you exceed their expectations. And then you ask for another commitment, another slightly bigger commitment, and you exceed their expectations again.
Right.
And it's a cycle that keeps on going and going and going. This is what
it's not only how you get customers, it's how you keep customers, which is a big part.
It's how you keep them and make them more profitable too.
Which is a big part of small business marketing. Danny, I gotta wrap it up. Will you come back another day?
I would love to, absolutely.
You got a lot more
to
teach
us. You name the time, we'll be there.
NakedMarketingManifesto.com. Go to that, folks, and get your free copy of his book. And don't complain if you don't. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.